Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is happy birthday to me. And so I just...
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah. Happy June the 18th, everybody. And really glad you're with us here today. And we've got Larry Sonnenberg in the studio. We've got Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. And Larry, I was just thinking that, you know, it's my birthday, and I am hoping that we could use this day to get new and unique and different kind of support. I'm the guy that came up with a $100 T-shirt to try to motivate certain people to help us. As of the 18th, I have been alive 798 months. So I was just thinking maybe someone could give $7.98 or $798 or $79.80 or something significant here. I want June the 18th to be the beginning of the summer anti-slump movement. That's what I'm going for here.
Help me out, though. I love it.
That would be a great birthday present, right, Larry?
Yes, it would.
It'd be a birthday present to Larry.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day. It just passed.
Well, but it'd be a birthday present to you because symbolically.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it would. And it would be an amazing life present for people who get help. Because you support this ministry. That's the main thing, is that everything we do, we want to use it to help other people. So maybe today would be it. When people give, let's talk about the gift first, Larry. A gift of any amount, people get, it's insulated. You can take it to the grocery store. It's just a way of saying thank you.
The tote, yeah. Right.
It's your birthday present back to you that we send to you. Yeah. And if you support Club New Life, I mean, there's something. We'll send you 8 books. It's an entire library of books, best of the best.
Those books cover any and every life situation pretty much you can imagine.
And they make great gifts, too.
Yes, they do. So, I mean, well, let's just name them real quick. Boundaries, healing is a choice.
Yep. Intimate deception, forgiving what you'll never forget.
Every man's battle.
Secrets women keep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, that it's a $129 value if you do that. And we'll use it to say thank you for $30 a month.
Yeah. And the matching gift is...
Or more.
Yes.
Or more,
Thank you. The matching gift is really important. It's just, you know, a group of donors said, we want to help. We want to challenge your listeners to... step up, especially as summer's approaching. So they've made a pooled matching gift. It's $324,000, and we have until July 31. So there is a little bit of urgency. We're not there yet. We're not panicked. We know that God's faithful, and you will respond to this. But we don't get to use the money that they have sent to us until you send money in that we can draw from. So
that's
really important. Steve, I've used this before. I'll probably use it again. But somebody wrote in and said that the reason they give is something that you said on radio. And that was, I had it right in front of me. Here it is.
Well, the thing that I said, I know what you're talking about. I said, maybe you can't help people like us. Maybe you're not set up to help people.
But you could be part of saving someone's life.
That's right.
And help someone save a marriage. And how many more people can we reach than what they can reach in their individual ministry? It's really important one-on-one. But we can reach thousands. And
we
you
sure can
help
can.
Us.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we want to be able to say happy birthday to New Life on its 100th birthday. We've got 31 down, but we're going for 100. So you could help us today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
A dollar for each month for Steve.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what happened on the day I was born when we come back. It's just astounding.
I've got to wait for this.
We'll be back.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and it is my birthday. We're asking people to support New Life on June the 18th, because one of the most incredible things happened on the day I was born. 17 Major League Baseball records were tied or broken in a game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. That's about all I could come up with.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
your claim to fame. Yeah.
There it is. Paul McCartney was born that day. So was Blake. Shelton was born on June the 18th, but those were different years. But on my year when I was born, that's about it. That's about all you could. So
I think I remember that.
That, and then my mother yelling at my father, "You did this to me."
Yeah. So, again. Right.
Right. Never again. Probably.
Yeah. Right,
anyway, thanks for starting us off, Larry. We'll talk with you later. Well, let's go over here. And how about we talk with, right here, Boston, Massachusetts, Beth. She's a Club New Life member from Boston. Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to speak with you guys. Looking forward to hearing some advice from you.
Good deal. What's going on?
I have two adult daughters, the younger of whom is... I called about a year ago. I described the situation, which I wasn't as aware of as I am now, and you guys said she must have some kind of hurt, and find out what that is and don't criticize her, just draw it out from her. And so I've been trying over the year, and all I can get is this one time when I got mad at her and both of them for something, for not practicing for a music performance. But it just doesn't add up.
That's what they said is their big... That's their big gripe?
Yeah. I mean, we've had bad things. I was driving and my car axle broke. My son was killed and they are alive. Oh. We're all alive. A number of bad things have happened.
Wow.
Including divorce and that whole thing. And all she would... So something's not right, but I do know she told me about a year ago she wants to get revenge. And earlier in your program, one of the ads talked about redeeming our story. Mm. And I think she's lying. She's screaming at me, swearing at me. And it just... I thought was telling the truth about years ago, I'm finding out she's been lying for all these years, and it's just, it's
so painful.
How old was she?
How old was she when
the divorce took place?
Two.
She was two.
Hmm.
So that, and she was about 16-ish when the car accident happened and my son was killed.
And she was in the car?
The pony. We were all, I was driving, all four of us were in the car, and two of us broke our necks. She was totally fine, and he was killed.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. My axle broke while we were driving on the highway, and my car rolled off the road.
Yeah.
Down the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally out of my control.
So everybody else had physical damage, and you said she was fine, but she certainly isn't fine.
She had a little scratch on her elbow. It's just, I don't, I mean...
Okay, let me ask you this. I get it. Okay. So who is she close to in your family?
Her sister.
Her sister. Okay. And what's your relationship like with her sister? Still, doesn't sound like it's quite as bad as this. Is that right or not?
No. She's... The younger one isn't married. The older one is, and it's like little sister has pulled big sister into her protect me from mom club. Mm-hmm. Like they have a
Is there anybody else that she is close to that you have a connection with?
I mean,
she
has some good girlfriends. Uh-huh.
Is she just wanting revenge of you, Beth, or everybody?
Yes.
Oh, it's just you.
Everything Dad and his wife did to hurt her are fine. Dad's just...
Okay, you're the target.
I'm told that when there's a divorce and they know they can count on mom, then they hurt mom instead of hurting Dad because he'll go away.
Right, you're the safe one.
Yeah, all of
so
that.
So everything's getting projected onto you.
But I'm wondering if you had the conversation.
Some of that's happening, but I can't think that's all of it. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I'm wondering if you had the conversation with her sister about, and you're humbly talking with her, that you really do understand how horrible things were for them. It's very tough. And that she knows, her sister, she knows that your sister's really struggling much more. And she's struggling with things that can't be undone, things that you, Beth, feel really badly about, and you've expressed that. And you're just wondering if there's any way that her sister could help her just move a little closer to not having to live daily in all of that pain and misery. Because the things that she's upset about can't be changed. And you love her and want to be with her.
I do. I really love her. I really...
But I just wonder if you were humble and sincere, if the sister might respond to you and help you with her. I don't know.
For her sake.
Because sister's sake, not yours.
You're not wanting to be off the hook, per se. You're wanting her to be relieved of feeling so angry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she's
so you're
really
just appealing,
angry, really bitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're appealing to her sister to help because you hate to see her so full of revenge and anger and bitterness over things that can't be changed. Well, you'd like her to be free.
Well, and also to just ask the sister, what am I missing? You know, is there anything that I need to do from your perspective?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's also bad for the other sister's health because when you're that angry and that bitter and that vengeful, it destroys you, and it will destroy her if she doesn't do something to correct it.
So it's in nobody's best interest that she stays like that. You want to know if you're missing anything, any way that she's thought about being able to help her move beyond and forgive. And then let's send you, maybe this would be something you could give to her sister, forgiving what you'll never forget, or maybe there's something in there that the sister you're closest to or least alienated from would read something in there and be motivated by it to reach out to the sister. So sad, so sorry. I mean, it's a great lesson to all of us. What are we bitter about? What are we angry mm-hmm. about? What do we want revenge over? Just maybe it isn't worth it, you know? Maybe it's not something that anybody else can do anything about other than us, and that is to forgive and to accept. I hope something that we've said is helpful mm-hmm. there. All right, how about we go to Melissa, and she's calling from Denver, Colorado, KRKS. Hi there, how are you?
Hi, Steve. It's me, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, me, Lisa. I know who you are. Yes. Hi. Welcome. Well, we only hear from you once a year. So, hi. Is it that time again?
I should. Trust me. It's that time again. But I've been thinking I need to call in a lot more often these days with two teenagers. But no.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
To do the, you know, annual thank you, what you do and your work is not in vain. And here we are 9 years later and picked up my chip yesterday, and it all started at Healing is a Choice.
Wow.
Oh, that's so great to hear. And for those of you that aren't familiar, you know, it's an infamous story of needing a drink or two just to come to the first session. And before it was over with, here was somebody that was willing to do whatever it took so that life would never be the same. And she'd been doing that one day at a time. I think it was 2010, so it was 9 years, 2010. And you know what? The very same thing that you did, anybody else could do. Why don't you encourage somebody, Melissa, to make a bold move and do something they don't feel like doing?
Yeah. I'm always super reflective, you know, this time of year, especially kind of the week before, and mm-hmm. and picked up my chip, and, you know, I'm looking at the Roman numeral going, this is insane. And my 13-year-old said, Mom, she goes, now 10 is big, 10's a decade. So at 10, I'm going to get you something. And I said, okay, I'm going to hold you to that. So, you know, it was just all God. I mean, from going back to hearing you speak at Women of Faith, I think a year prior to that, and when you right. told your story and you talked about the abortion piece, I thought, I cannot believe he said that out loud. And that was the beginning. That was it. That was the mustard seed, and followed you and heard you speak, and then saw the video at the end with people giving their testimonies and thought, God, I got to get there. Maybe if I can get there, that'll be it. Because I tried everything else. I had wandered around Barnes & Noble. I had read every self-book. I had gone to therapist, counselor. I worked out. I journaled. I did all of it and just could not figure out, you know, what was wrong with me and why I was different and what the issue was. And, you know, now looking back, alcohol was but a symptom, right? I was the victim, and I blamed everybody else. And what I thought was loving, selfish, kind, giving, educated, smart, accomplished turned out to be manipulative, narcissistic, entitled, and, you know, all of those things. So doing the work, going through the work, and the counselors that were provided there, the small that I was in, you know, I stuck with her. I stuck with Beth for probably a good 2 or 3 years after, and she was huge in helping me. And, of course, New Life itself, Marianne, and all the encouragement and just following you guys and listening to you guys. And now with social media, you know, being able to really kind of keep in touch and still feel connected. And yeah, I mean, it's not easy. I have a 13 and 14 and 15-year-old daughters right now.
Exciting times.
Myself, maybe I should have waited. But then I think, no, there's no way I could be present for them and show them every day what it's like to take responsibility for your part and try to guide them. And so, you know, it's not easy. I thought for sure once you got sober and once you did the work that, you know, life would be really calm and easy and, you know, uncomplicated. And you know, Steve, that when you were here a couple years ago, we were building a home and I had gotten remarried. And, you know, here we are 3-4 years into a blended family. And good Lord, there was a guide. But I just trust in God and know that he's done so much for us already that he'll continue to do so maybe that's encouraging. I don't know.
I hope so, and I just encourage you to keep keeping on, and I want to send you a New Life Recovery Bible, because we've got the 3 millionth copy there, and the second edition is out. It's got some great things in it the first edition doesn't have. So I'm going to send that to you, just our way of saying thank you, God bless you, and hope and pray we get another phone call next year. We'll be looking forward to it. Life transformation, you know, we say, oh, God, I trust you, I believe in you, but do you trust God enough to do the hard work? I mean, that's really the big, big question. Do you trust God enough to do the hard work? Because it's not easy, never is. Victory is never easy, and it's never permanent. And as I've said, there's not one thing that's going to heal or fix everything at one time. It takes a lot of things. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back for second segment here on New Life Live. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or, if by any chance you could help us, it is that exact same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You get an amazing insulated tote bag, and maybe... it's my birthday, so 798 months I've been on this planet, or 3,498 weeks I've been around here. Help us. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or let us help you.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. It is the Steve Arterburn birthday show. When I was born, you could buy a medium house for about $8,200. Today, that same house would cost you around $222,000.
Wow.
So it was a while. You could get a nice Ford for $1,500. And today, about $35,000 for that kind of car. Milk, I mean, 94 cents to $3.50, that's pretty stable or steady, I would think. And anyway, a lot of differences. But the big difference for me is throughout all of that, things got worse in my life, and then they got better in my life. And that's what we want to see happen for you, is a transformation, a turnaround. And if you need it, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, we're going to go to, here's Angela, and then we'll go to Angelina next. That's interesting. All right, Angela, Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
Okay, good. What's going on?
Well, I've been battling anxiety and depression for the last 3 weeks like no ever. I've always had anxiety, but nothing major. I've always bounced back.
been a prayer warrior, so full of joy, so grateful, just all the time. And it's hit me. I thought it was medically induced because I know as women we go through changes. They've mm-hmm. said something's wrong with my thyroid hormones, etc. But nothing seemed to work. I'm seeing a holistic doctor, and she's trying to give me natural remedies. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I'm just in this scared mode all day, all night. And my loved ones are suffering with me because they see me go through this. And they're like, you need to go see a doctor. But I'm scared because I don't believe in, like, antidepressants or medicines for anxiety. So I just pray all day and all night that God will see me through. But they're like, you need help. You need to reach out. And it's so hard for me
Now, hold on. We do not want this for you.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the medicine. What are your thoughts about that?
Okay, well, the medicines that I had began to 4 weeks ago was for thyroid, and it wasn't making me feel any better, so we stopped it. Mm-hmm. Then the doctors thought it was, like I said, as a woman, we go through some changes, and it could have been hormonal, you know, so they're trying to keep, they're looking at that. It took some blood work, haven't got the results back.
How old are you?
But in the meantime, I'm 43.
Okay.
And in the meantime, she's given me, like, natural vitamins from the vitamin shop to just kind of take to help ease. But I can't function. I'm scared all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm praying all the time. I'm like, Lord, I can't leave my house. I can't look at my kids.
Okay.
And this is not me at all.
Look, you know, at your age, many women have different kinds of reactions for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Some it comes earlier, some it's later. But the first thing I would want for you is to be able to know, believe, and accept you are not the only person that has been, as you say, joyful and now, wow, you've hit a wall. For some, that wall is depression. For others, it's intense fear. Others, it's rage. It just comes out of nowhere. And it really is, I believe, so often we beat ourselves up over these things, and they're physiologically based, not emotional weakness, mental illness, or anything like that. And if we're patient and persevere, we follow directions, take orders, and get the medication that we need, whatever it is.
Okay.
And if the hormones didn't produce, you know, the kind of result, then maybe there is a medication that helps stabilize brain chemistry or helps you, the brain wiring work better for a while. To have shame over that, what that shame will do, it could just keep you in a horrible, horrible place when you really wouldn't have to be.
Angela.
My loved ones keep telling me.
Yeah,
Angela,
it's not based on...
Apart from the stress you feel from the anxiety, have you been under a lot more stress recently?
Yeah.
Well, it's not anything out of the norm. I have a beautiful big family. There's 7 of us. What we found out are one of our third daughters, that she's unwed, but she is expecting. But I knew with, you know, God's grace, everything happens for a reason, and... You know, everybody's like, it's your life. I'm like, but I've always prayed and bounced back. It's never bothered me. I've always just been this happy-go-lucky person. That's why I keep telling my parents, I think it's medically induced. Something went off wire in my brain, and it hit me like a freight train, and I can't get out of it. And then everybody's like, get some help. You know, go see somebody for anxiety and maybe a little bit of medication, and I was afraid to take anything because my daughter, one of my girls, like, we have 4 daughters, had suffered from depression most of her life, and every antidepressant we used just made it worse. So I'm afraid to do that for myself.
But that doesn't mean it would be the same for you. And if
That's true,
there'd be an awful lot of people out there taking medicine that didn't do any good, a lot of people prescribing stuff that didn't help. And look, you need to tell yourself, Angela, there are very committed Christian psychiatrists who want to prescribe medicine for people that need it. They are not weak in their faith.
Yeah.
They are not lacking in their knowledge of the brain. But they treat the brain like an organ, like if your liver had a malfunction, they'd say, here's the best medication we've found to get that liver functioning the best. And sometimes we try to convince ourselves of things and really Satan uses it to keep us locked up.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you,
there are
people that went to medical school because they wanted to learn how
and God
to help
uses
the most severe cases whatsoever. Yours isn't one of the most severe, but I think you could really benefit. So I'm really glad you called. Very, very glad. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. Hold on, we'll get that to you.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. We'll go to Angelina in just a second. We just had Angela.
Yeah.
I don't remember that happening before, but I'm sure maybe it did.
two angels.
That's right. Want to invite you to help us if you possibly can. Maybe you're going through a summer bummer or June gloom, as Dave and Jill have talked about, you know, out in Southern California. But, oh my, here comes July. We don't want to have any kind of summer slump. We want to be able to be strong and lean and help as many folks as possible. If you help us with a one-time gift, we'll send you an amazing, amazing thank you. It is a royal blue, is what they tell me the color is. And not just a plain blue, but royal. Your royalty, we give you royal blue. It's insulated and great for camping or going to the grocery store and back. And then if you join Club New Life, $30, our thank you, is a $129 value of 8 great books that were published by our hosts and co-hosts here. All you have to do is call and tell us. We'll get the gifts to you. And then also, if you need help, let us help you. And that is both of those things. Whether you want to help us or we can help you, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we'd love for you to be calling in 9 years, the way Melissa did, saying, that was the beginning of a whole new life for me. That's what we want to have happen. All right, let's go to Angelina.
Oh, can I say something more about Angela?
Yes.
Okay. I know we've been trying to encourage you, Angela, to get the help that you need, and I just want to be another voice in that. It sounds like you have, like you said, you've had bouts of anxiety and depression throughout life, but have always been able to pull yourself out of it. Midlife is very different, and none of us feel as old as we are, but you hit this stage of life where everything that you have dealt with becomes exaggerated. And I know you know this, but it really is important to look at all the factors of your life and kind of get a team around you to deal with it from all different angles. I agree with the natural route, like you do. I also agree with going to doctors, and I think there's a happy marriage between the two. And there's times, you know, I remember years ago sitting in a gynecologist's office weeping, saying, I'm a therapist. I can't be a depressed therapist because who would want that, right? And her looking at me like, oh, you know, like I was crazy. And I'm like, come on, there's got to be some help for this because it wasn't me. And so I did get on the right combination of things that I needed. And it's like, okay, and now I can go back to my normal self that is usually pretty joyful. So there's help out there. It just, it takes time. And and I think the fear is based in some faulty thinking. So God will use a lot of methods, as we say here. Steve, you said nothing helps everything. There isn't one thing that's the answer. Right. It's often a combination of things.
That is true. All right. Well, thank you, Jill, for that.
Sure.
It's really important. It's a great, powerful message to anybody. Get out of the shame of needing help, and you get, you really do allow God to restore your sanity. And that's what we want to see for every human being that's listening right now. If you need help, we have a phone number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please call it. All right, Angelina, now we get to talk to you, and I'll ask you, how are you today? What's going on?
Thanks so much. Happy birthday. And
thank you.
I'm doing well because I'm very inspired always with the program, though I have a lot of struggles, and that's what the, I'm going to start with the question.
Okay.
And the question is that how to work with insecurities, financial, emotional, and physical, and victim reactions that are coming up due to disabling physical symptoms. I have a variety. I'm disabled from my job, and I also had a lot of chemical exposures in my life. Some of them I did to myself in ignorance, but some of them were environmental. And I have increasing, as I get older, increasing illnesses and medication reactions. Very few doctors will treat me. They just monitor me because they say, we don't want to give you any medicine. You're reacting too much.
Okay.
And end up having to go to urgent care or the emergency room because of the reaction.
Oh, that's rough.
Wow.
That's really rough. Okay, so...
And I feel very alone because a lot of people just get nervous.
Yeah. Okay, so the specific question for us then is what?
How to work with the insecurities that are coming up and the victim reactions with the worsening physical symptoms that are related to disability.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave, you want to start us off?
And I have shame about some of this, too, because I feel like I'm stuck.
What's your support system like, Angelina?
It was better than it is now. Some of it is because of the nature of the physical problems. I've been homebound at times, so I have less support system from that. And this has been going on for a long time, and other people just say... They kind of move away. I guess it makes them uncomfortable that I'm not getting better. And they said, are you praying? And I say, yes. And they don't know what to say. Sometimes they'll tell me it's my fault. I guess it's because it's been longevity here.
That's not helpful.
And I don't know why. I can't account for it. It's not getting better. I don't really know what it is. But it is harder for me as it's that it's staying the same way and getting worse.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Really, really sorry for all that. That's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not right either.
Not very many people are good at long suffering. And I think they don't like the powerlessness that they feel in not being able to help. And so I think it's important to be aware of that. And you can kind of help bridge the gap a little bit. You have something that's chronic, right? So.
Yes, and it's deteriorating on top of that. There's consequences from. The nature of the problem.
How old are you, Angelina, can I ask?
I'm 64 now.
Okay.
Okay. And so, you know, one thing might be, I wonder if there is a, you know, there's a support group for everything. Is there a support group for this kind of illness that you have? Or
well, what I am doing is I volunteer in the Compassionate Care Ministry at my church with other people
Are
disabled because I'm a healthcare provider.
Okay.
And they tell me mine's an acquired disability, that they don't know what to say, and they say, you probably know more than we do, kind of thing, mm-hmm. because I worked in healthcare for 18 years with disabled people and in mental health. And they say, we have no other ideas, pretty much.
But why are they needing to give ideas? See, that's where I think you can help bridge the gap. You know, I'm not needing you to fix me. I just am needing relationship so that I can walk with people to help me bear this. There aren't any answers any of you can give me. We're not looking for profound here. We're just looking for let's support each other, walk beside each other. And sometimes I just need to share that it's been a bad day. And I just need you to listen and and be there with me. So I think you have to kind of...
I guess you're saying just remind them.
Remind them. Because they get uncomfortable, like they've got to give you something that's meaningful or profound. And so in their discomfort, they move away from you because they don't know what to say and they don't like that feeling.
They feel like they owe you something and they can't pay it.
Yes.
And so they back off because...
And what you're looking for is just a safe place.
Yes.
You just want to be with some people.
So think about how you share and maybe even ask them, you know, is does the nature of your sharing, how your voice, your, you know, intonation, all of that, cause them to feel like they have to fix you? Like, how are you contributing to that?
Okay.
And you know, too, I think for most people, if someone is like depressed, right, people go to the opposite and say, oh, well, life's not that bad, and they try to make them happy. That's a normal human reaction. But really what we want to do is we want to lean into people's situation. We want to really understand, right, how they feel so they don't have to keep convincing us. And that does more to lift someone's spirits. So in the same way, if you can lean into others and ask them to lean into you, it will help all of you feel supported and cared for.
I'm really glad you called, and I hope something we've said is going to be helpful here. And guys, what do you think would be a great resource that we could send her? I mean, it's...
Take Your Life Back?
Yeah, we'll get
that
to her.
Do you think that's a good one?
Sure. And what I...
It's one we recommend a lot, I know, but it is a good one, you guys. You did a great job.
What I want to send to the people that she's dealing with is understanding and loving everybody.
Yeah.
No matter
the whole set.
Take your heart back.
Yeah,
take your life
there
back.
There you go. I love that. You know, it's, oh my goodness.
Find your heart.
Yeah. You know, anybody can do things that are easy, and sometimes we've got challenges, and God's there for us, you know, even though people may be rejecting. That's not God, that's people. Even though folks may be not, you know, not exactly caring, they may be afraid. You don't know what it is that, you know, they're going through. God loves you. He's there. We just want to get more people on board with being there also. We'll take a break and we'll come right back for more of New Life Live. So glad you're with us.
That we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and it is Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio.
Steve?
Yes.
I just want to say, before we talk about funds and raising money, I don't think you know how many people are glad that you were born. You know, this is your birthday. And I'm one of them, and I'm a big fan.
Yes, here.
But, you know, when I read the testimonies, Steve, it's really touching to think that had you not been born, had you not had the call, the instinct to do what you do, there would be, it would be a different world. Because there's a lot of people whose lives are forever different. And one of those people, I just wanted to read a short little note. Said, listening to Steve, Sherry, Dave, and others gave me a different perspective of individuals that I deal with in my family. Anger, depression, borderline personality disorders, dysfunction, substance abuse. Listening to New Life helped to approach all these individuals with love. My world has changed so much for the better by just learning how to deal with issues from a different perspective. Now I'm working on passing it on to others. And I just think that is really cool. You know, we talk about life change and changing the way you think. And we don't get to see how often and how much it, we get to see a lot. But this is the tip of the iceberg compared to how many people are out there with a totally different life and perspective on life. And it's it all started with you, Steve. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Larry. And it might have started with me. But look at the people that are here right now, and I've said to many people, I don't think we would be here if it wasn't for you. You came at the right time with the right kind of talent and skill, and you know, look at people like Dave Stoop, Jill Hubbard that I get to do this
Amen.
With. And you know, the other day I was thanking my mother for you know going through the pains of labor, and she said, "Hey, that was nothing compared to raising you." And I said, "Okay, well, you know, thanks for that too, Mom. Appreciate
it. Your mom is hilarious."
So anyway, it's, but
I guess you had to develop a sense of humor, right?
Yeah, and you know, but here's the thing: even though she went through all that pain of raising me, she does support our ministry, right?
Yes, she does.
So she's good, and she's not bitter. She supports it. But I wish everybody had her spirit, you know, of support, because she is one of our great supporters here. But it is it's an honor to get to serve God in this way, and there's so many people that would love to be able to change lives or transform lives, and I never ever get tired, and none of us do, of hearing that something we said or something we did or a workshop they attended meant something. And you know, the support that people give is the only reason that we get to be on and do what we do. And if that were to ever stop, then this program would stop. And it is a unique program. You know, I was just so amazed when we were in D.C. and we had an event, and Ben Carson came and spoke, not as a government official, but just as a friend, a fellow believer in the faith. And his wife, oh my goodness, she was such a powerhouse. And they have helped so many people. And we're of like heart when we meet people like that. And we're on in D.C. We're on WAVA in D.C. And I think of all of those people, those politicians that get into traffic and they've got on WAVA, they hear God's truth. And some of them even listen to us, and they call, so we have a little bit of a world impact because of WAVA. Also, people hear us all around the world. We get because of the internet, we get these messages, and they say, "You have made a difference," and that's because of all of the support that we have gotten. And our commitment to you is to finish strong. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, Larry and I are going to finish strong. Rhonda would kill him, but my wife wouldn't. She'd leave me alive and torture me. And so we are committed to do whatever it takes to finish strong.
She's
here.
She's going
to
be thrilled with that comment.
Yeah, I bet she will. She probably will. Anyway, Larry, we do want folks to help us. Let's just mention our matching gift here at the end as we're closing out this program.
Okay. I said on a previous program that the matching gift is not a ploy, and it's not made up. It came because a group of strong donors to New Life got together at our invitation, and they said, let's pool our resources, our gifts to New Life, and present it as a challenge to the bigger listening audience. So that's what we've done. And they responded so strongly, much stronger than we imagined. They came up with $324,000. And wow, that's going to be a challenge for us to get the word out and encourage enough people that you might want to help us, because we don't get that money until you match it. And so as it comes in, we can draw from that pool. And just want to say, please help us. And we can, any gift, you know, $10, I've had people say, it's not worth giving $10 because it's such a small amount. Well, guess what? That $10 will just become 20. People often say, I wish I could give more. Now you can. Just make That's a right. gift a new life, and uh-huh. you can give more. It'll be doubled. You know, if you're a little bit more able to give a larger amount than others, if you could give $1,000, it'll be $2,000. I mean, just the factor of two, whatever the size, and every size, God measures your heart, not your checkbook. So we just are appealing to you, please make a matching gift. It will be mm-hmm. so meaningful to help us continue to do this ministry. We only do this because you, Steve, were called to help people believe that there's no such thing as not having a second chance. God wants That's to right. give second mm-hmm. chances.
He sure does. And We are so blessed with the people that come on this program. I've told folks, you know, Dave came to our church. We have 12,000 people on 11 campuses. Three of the campuses are in prison. We have great speakers come in. I'm the teaching pastor. Our senior pastor is amazing. But Dave's message was the number one downloaded and played message of 2018. It was on opioid crisis. Focus on the family. They're in their top 10 programs. Mylon and Kay's programs last year were in the top 10. And of course, you know, the things that happen out there just reflect how fortunate we are to have the best of the best right here. I've said to many people, I don't know of anybody on this planet wiser than Dr. Jill Hubbard. Over the years, I have just grown to appreciate her more and more. And Dave Stoop, Dave is the wisest, most productive and effective therapist, and consistent and nurturing. And we've been friends a very long time, and I'm trying not to run him off even yet.
Hey, Steve.
So, yeah.
One more thing about your mom.
Okay.
She is a prayer warrior.
She sure is.
And we believe in prayer at this ministry. Mm-hmm. And as much as we need and desire and encourage your support, we also want to encourage you to be praying for us.
So true.
Because we can't do what we do without fighting that spiritual battle that's going on around mm-hmm. us all the time.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, all of the things that are used to get people off track, the things that really can destroy the faith experience of another person, the connection with God, can literally rot a church from inside out. Those are the things that we deal with and want to be dealing with for a very, very long time. Thanks for your help. Well, if you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, it's newlife.com. If you can help us, same number, same website, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. We're going to see you here tomorrow. So glad you're with us for New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.